first got here years ago
yep.
as a draft pick, and I don't think people were thinking he was going to start right away. I mean, the fact that you were able to be there every day,
yeah.
on the field, guys yeah. came, guys went, you were there every day, and I kind of, you were almost like the last man standing
yeah.
sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, at the end of my rookie year, you know, standing in the huddle, and the only ones that were still survivors from that game one in 2003 were me and Tiki Barber. Everybody else was hurt. So, yeah, that is. It's something that you always want to be. Is you want to be a durable guy. You want to be a guy that's a dependable guy that, you know, through thick and thin, when things are tough and things are on the line, regardless of the circumstances, you're going to be out there fighting with your guys.
And that really, without that, you probably wouldn't, you know.
No, I mean, that's everything. I mean, I think the fact in my rookie year that I ran a pro offense for 5 years under Ron Turner at Illinois, to come here and just have to switch around terminology, obviously helped the transition, unlike some of these other guys who are coming in, you know, running all different types of offenses. So that was a huge advantage that year.
Some years you've been challenged for your job, some mm-hmm. years you haven't. You're undefeated as in terms of training camp battles.
Yeah, but nothing's ever given to you in life. I mean, you got to earn everything, and that's the way I've always approached it. Each and every year, it doesn't matter what year you are in the NFL, you have to establish yourself, you have to create your identity, and you have to prove yourself to everybody else that you're the starter, that you're going to be a guy there. Most importantly, you got to prove to yourself what you're capable of, and go out there with the confidence that you're going to go out there and fight and play to your best of your ability. And I know coming off the last season, being 100% healthy like I am now, the way I changed my diet, the way I conditioned, everything I did going into the season, I've never been more ready to play football in my life. So let people say what they want to say, challenge me. I could care less because I'm ready to roll.
You said you changed it. I know you said before you changed your diet.
I made sure, I just leaned down. I just cut out bread and, pasta, all the nasty stuff that, you know, usually you have to eat as an offensive lineman to keep the weight. Just eating clean, conditioning-wise. I pushed myself to the limit coming off a knee surgery. You know, once my knee started feeling great, from that point on, I just took off to make sure that when I came out here, just like I did, I have no regrets about what I did this offseason, anything that's happened, and I know that I'm able to come out here and play the best.
Did you lose weight? Or?
Yeah, I lost some weight. I lost some body fat.
How much? Do you know the numbers?
I lost probably about 10, 11 pounds.
So now you're what?
Dropped some body fat. Right now I'm like 3 or 4.
When was the last time you were that?
2004, sixth maybe. Grade. Yeah. Yeah, sixth grade at birth. No.
And what about your body fat?
I dropped my body fat probably like 3 or 4%. At this point, 32 years old, going into my 11th year, you got to do something to change things up. And then for me, it was changing my body style, changing my conditioning. And I come out here, and the best thing is I'm not breathing, I'm not heavy, I'm not any of that stuff, because everything I did going up until this point. So for me, there wasn't an off season. I was here the week after the football season, after I had surgery, and I've been here grinding all for this purpose, to come out here and lay it all on the line and earn my position.
Did you feel heavy? Did you feel winded?
Like I said, you just, obviously when you have a knee injury, it affects you, and it affects the way you can do things. And, as a football player, as an offensive lineman, it's a lot different when you have, the 1 year when I had my hand, or if it's a slight ankle, it's a lot different when you're dealing with the knee and mobility and bending and anchoring and all that stuff. So for me, like I said, it was just you want to do something to get an edge and get an advantage. And for me, it was changing everything up and coming here focused like I've always been. And the mentality that I'm not going to be denied.
The fact that they drafted Justin?
Of course. I mean, it's not the first time they ever drafted anybody, and it's not going to be the last as long as I play. And that competition only pushes you to be harder and pushes you to the limits to earn everything. But, regardless of those circumstances, I didn't play my best football last year. I'll be the first one to say it. You got to look in the mirror and judge yourself. And now that I'm healthy, now I feel the way that I do, I know I'm able to go out there and play up to my capabilities. And all my coaches, all the teammates I've had, they knew what I was going through last year. You want to tell yourself that you're 100%. You try to lie to yourself. But, as an offensive lineman, as a football player, you'll play through anything. I mean, in order to get me off the football field, you're going to have to shoot me. So I'll play through anything. I've always done that. I've always been that durability guy. And just when you're dealing with things like knees and stuff, it's a lot different.
How much did it really affect you last year?
Oh, it definitely affects you. You anchor up against somebody when your knee's bothering you and you got 300-pounders running down. It's a big difference. But, no excuses. I'll be the first one. I never make excuses for anything. I'm a team guy. I'm a guy who's going to fight and do all that stuff through thick and thin, and I'll always be that way.
All the stuff you were saying about the offseason, you sound a little bit like Tuck, because Tuck's been saying the same stuff, too, about him. And you guys are kind of like in a similar position. You don't know what's going to happen after this season, right?
I know. I don't need to know what's happened after the season. All I can focus on is right now, and I know I'm working my butt off to do whatever I can. I'm playing good football. I feel great. That's all that matters to me. Take one day at a time and prove myself each and every day, and that's all I care about. I don't care about down the road. The only thing I can control is the present.
David, how anxious are you to see the preseason games? I mean, this is just practice yet.
It's definitely. I mean, that's where you start to get the feel. That's where you start. You know, we're still in our early stages of camp, but starting this week, once you start getting sick of hitting one another. So it's great to be able to go out there. There's nothing like simulating game speed, regardless of whether it's a preseason game, whether it's any of that stuff. When you go out there and you get your reps, you want to maximize them to the best of your ability. But I love preseason because you see who the future of this football team is. You see who young guys are going to step up and who are game players, who know their assignments, know all those things. And that's very important for us because those are the guys down the stretch that are going to make plays for us and are going to be vital for our team winning football games.
How does the challenge now, being so many years in the league, compare from when you were a rookie, trying to make a team, trying to prove you
belong? I try to make a team every year. I mean, that's... You're not guaranteed anything. You may have a contract, but NFL's not for long. We all know that. So each and every year you're trying to earn a team. I've always thought that to myself, that you have to come out here, earn your spot, earn it. It doesn't matter how many starts you have. It's all about what you do now.